We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honour their God-given precious lives, as we honour a part of ourselves.
Hello, peace-loving viewers. Thank you for your company on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Join us 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 2 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 907.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available in the following 17 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Cameroon, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Mongolia, in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision's Channel 47. And Orange Cable Company's Channel 65. In Kotal, on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gun Narin. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Raycam Cable Network. In Formosa, Taiwan, Channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Changhua Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 108 on Xinghuo Cable TV, Yongzhai Lei Cable TV and Globalview Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, Channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 97 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 100 on Tongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Qingmen County, Channel 105 on Mingcheng Cable TV. You can also visit us online at www.SupremeMasterTV.com, featuring high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast.
In today's news, a smoking ban is implemented in Gambia. In health news, seaweed alleviates symptoms of prostate cancer patients. In animal news, a puppy in the USA alerts his caregiver to a neighbor in distress. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, May 29th, is the International Day of United Nations Peacekeepers. Established in 2002, it is a time to honour the courage, commitment and professionalism of all those who have served in the past and are currently part of the UN peacekeeping operations. This day also pays tribute to those who sacrificed their lives working for peace. Special ceremonies are held in countries around the world reflecting on the efforts of many men and women to bring about a more harmonious world. Our gratitude, all brothers and sisters who have dedicated your energy for a more tranquil and joyful planet. May your noble endeavors help bring about everlasting cordial relations between all beings.
Fly-in news. Nicaragua affected by heavy rains. Torrential precipitation in the Nicaraguan capital of Managua has affected some 1,500 people, as 7 inches of rain fell in just 3 hours, more than the average rainfall for a month. At least 4 people perished, with at least 300 homes collapsing and floods causing damage to the streets and water systems.
On May 28, Supreme Master Ching Hai pledged $12,000 in emergency assistance with a request for our association's relief team to please go to comfort and help while sending her love and prayers.
A $12,000 donation could purchase an equivalent of $201,000 in necessary materials if bought in the United States based on the cost of living in Nicaragua. We are grateful to Supreme Master Ching Hai for her loving aid to the victims. Our hearts sorrow for the Nicaraguans who have suffered loss, and we pray for the soon recovery of those affected to their fulfilling everyday lives. May such adverse weather patterns be eased as we strive to be better stewards of our fragile planet.
Downpours cause damage in Olac or Vietnam. In the Thung Dung district of Nghệ An province, at least one person perished with several others missing after flash floods were triggered by heavy rains. The downpours also caused a landslide in a community near the capital city, with all families being evacuated to safety. The floods caused significant property loss, especially for the ethnic minority residents in Pa Ti village, where rice crops were submerged and many homes collapsed. Local government officials stated that personnel had been dispatched to bring everyone to safety and that families would be compensated financially as well. Supreme Master Ching Hai is offering $15,000 in urgently needed aid, with love and sorrow for those afflicted. This could purchase an equivalent of $252,000 in relief supplies as valued in the United States based on OLEC's cost of living. We are very thankful for the quick assistance of government agencies and personnel. We especially thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her immediate help extended to the OLECs or Vietnamese people. Our sympathies for the loss of loved ones as we pray that those affected will soon be restored to their fulfilling day-to-day lives. Meanwhile, may calamities such as these be lessened with our greater efforts to care for the earth.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Produce farming jeopardized by water-draining livestock industry. The swine flu continues to spread in the southern hemisphere throughout countries such as Australia and Argentina, as well as in Asia, Europe, and Central and North America. Off the coast of Australia, one cruise ship quarantined its 2,000 passengers and did not allow them to come ashore until the end of their trip after nearly 20 swine flu cases were confirmed on board.
Worldwide, the total number of confirmed cases is past 13,500, with more than 100 fatalities in 51 countries, and first cases just reported in Slovakia, Dominican Republic, and Uruguay. Meanwhile, in Egypt, 2 new cases of the avian flu have emerged, both of which involved contact with infected poultry. Viruses such as the swine or avian flu are just some of the many threats originating from animal agriculture. Besides being a public health threat, livestock raising leads to often severe water shortages. In California, USA, the state's produce farmers grow 50% of all fruits, vegetables, and nuts produced nationwide. However, due to the exorbitant amounts of water used by factory farms, the growers' water supplies are in jeopardy. The U.S. Secretary of Energy has stated that the current trend will leave California unable to support agriculture within a century. Supreme Master Television met with local produce farmers in the state's Central Valley who firmly believe the water crisis began with the arrival of dairy factory farms.
The ones that have been doing all these nuts, grapes, vegetables, fruits, we've been doing that for the last 100 years. The Central Valley of California feeds America, and they also feed other countries. Ever since the dairy moved in, the water level in my well went dry. My neighbor's well went dry. 1, 2, 3, 4 of our wells are dry. And it seems like it was because of the dairy, because they went down deeper than we did. They got bigger pumps than we do. Our water level was really high before. 15 years ago was very high. Now our water level is so low. The farmers that's doing all the vegetable and fruits are hurting for water because we got the dairy here.
We thank the farmers for their candid disclosure about the alarming effects of animal farming operations on precious resources and fresh food supplies. Meanwhile, our sympathies for the world's citizens who have suffered loss or are victims of the swine flu. May we all come to appreciate the importance of switching to a plant-based diet to protect public health and countless lives.
Beef and pork products recalled. A company in California, USA has recalled 350,000 pounds of beef and pork products that were delivered to food service institutions and other retail establishments in the southern region of the state. The meat contained the contaminant sulfites, which can cause mild to severe reactions ranging from headaches, difficulty breathing, and even fatality. We are glad to know that these unsafe meat products have been removed from the danger of public consumption. Blessed be humanity's increasingly vegan food choices in eliminating such concerns as these, bringing the freedom of health and a tranquil mind.
European Parliament supports reducing meat to lower greenhouse gases.
Call vote. Vote is now open.
Reduce your meat consumption or stop eating meat totally.
During discussions on greenhouse gas reduction goals, the Climate Committee of the European Parliament officially recognised livestock's contribution to global warming and recommended a reduction of subsidies to the livestock industry to curb methane.
My name is Jens Holm, I'm a member of the European Parliament. Please, be veg, go green, save the planet.
Blue card visas adopted in Europe. Ministers of the European Union have approved a plan to grant renewable 1 to 4 year work permit visas to non-European Union residents. The new program is designed to attract skilled workers from abroad while encouraging fair labor practices. Blue card workers can bring their families to their country of residence and may travel freely throughout the European Union, with access to some welfare rights and benefits as well. Bravo, European Union, and all participating member states for your hospitable welcome of the Blue Card program and its working visitors to your countries. Wishing you, the cardholders, and their families abundant shared benefit and mutual enrichment.
California, USA celebrates the opening of New Loving Hut. Last weekend, San Jose, the third largest city in the state of California and the 10th largest city in the USA, saw the grand opening of an additional Loving Hut. It's the first ever inside a major U.S. shopping mall, the popular Oak Ridge Shopping Center, home to more than 200 retail stores and ranked among the top 5 malls in Northern California. customers are already noting the new Loving Hut locale as a favorite.
I definitely did love the food. It was really surprising.
It was really, really flavorful and super tasty. And everybody ate it. You know, picky children,
yes.
Picky parents. It was great.
It's really good.
The inspiration for Loving Hut comes from Supreme Master Ching Hai's compassionate advocacy for a nutritious vegan diet, one that will effectively halt global warming. The importance of eating right for the planet was also recognized by the VIPs at the grand opening ceremony.
It's the way to the future. We know that it's not only good for your health, but it's also very good for the environment. So I think by promoting the vegetarian food will help us to achieve that zero diversion rate. There's usually a waste produced by the animal product, whereas a vegetable, you can almost eat everything and reduce the diversion rate.
Councilman Canson Chu was joined by his lovely wife, Mrs. Daisy Chu, who also serves as a policy aide to Santa Clara County's Office of the Board of Supervisors. She expressed her kind support for the idea of opening another Loving Hut venue at the San Jose Airport.
When you eat a vegetarian lifestyle, you certainly are reducing your carbon footprint. I know that a pound of beef, the equivalent of that, it's literally thousands of gallons of water, hundreds of pounds of food to raise the cattle compared to a vegetarian meal. So this was a huge gourmet meal, and it was really tasty, and I enjoyed it.
We all know that California is having a drought, and the government also is having support and subsidy for meat production. I think we should divert a big part of that to vegetable production for promoting the vegetarian nutrition, because that should be the future for a healthy environment. It's more important that they should start trying vegetarian food right now or as soon as possible.
Congratulations, Loving Hut San Jose, on your new opening. Heaven's blessings as you endeavor to serve your fellow residents tasty, nutritious, and compassionate vegan cuisine. We respectfully thank former Milpitas Mayor Jose Estevez, Council Members Canson Chu and Ash Kalra, and Santa Clara County Policy Aide Mrs. Daisy Chu for your genuine concern for co-citizens' well-being and the environment. We are especially grateful to Supreme Master Ching Hai for making this wonderful dining venue possible, and look forward to seeing the Earth become a planet of kindness and joy for all.
Save our planet. Low rainfall and rising sea levels in Bahrain. At a United Nations meeting on disaster risk reduction, Bahrain's Civil Aviation Affairs Meteorology Assistant Undersecretary Abdul Majid Issa described this year's rainy season as the driest in nearly 40 years, with rainfall reaching only 17.2 millimeters compared to the average of 70 millimeters.
Citing other observations of changing weather patterns, the Assistant Undersecretary said, "We are certain this dry spell can be attributed to the effects of global warming and climate change." Meanwhile, Bahrain's United Nations Resident Coordinator and Representative Saeed Aka expressed concerns regarding rising seawaters and projections of the island's eventual submergence. Both experts highlighted the need for actions to halt these dire effects of global warming. Assistant Undersecretary Issa and United Nations Representative Aka, we appreciate your conveyed concern regarding the uncertain future of Bahraini brethren.
Our prayers for the protection of the good people of Bahrain as we unite in actions to restore the ecosphere to her more original, pristine state.
During these unstable times on our planet, Supreme Master Ching Hai has constantly offered her comfort and insights. Speaking to our association members in December 2008, she spoke of the fastest and most simple solution to avoid the dangers of the rising seas.
Then,有一些地方就是水呀，来这个岛OK的，就水涨到一米两米多，就你房子就不见了。很多那些岛都就被沉在水里面。如果没人管了，我也从来没有法律说OK，你的岛沉下来就你的岛那没啊，没有这种规矩。 只好走到另外一个岛去这样子。不过过去就空手的，什么都没有啊。还有一些地方就是地太浅，你不能耕了。然后政府就要用水啊，把它洗呀、啊、什么的，然后才能耕种。能不能想象多少那个功劳啊？一棵树而已就好了嘛。
Save Our Planet, U.S. teens recognized for contribution to clean waterways. In Bay Village, Ohio, members of Ship 41, a local group that participates in the outdoor program Sea Scout, have won a $30,000 first prize for their Flotsam Scoop, a device that removes floating garbage from marina or dock areas. The prize was awarded through the Interlux Waterfront Challenge, a contest supported by yacht paint manufacturer Interlux to promote projects that enhance the environment. The approximately 5-pound scoop device is a half bucket made of aluminum mesh attached at the end of a lightweight telescoping handle. Our green hats off, Sea Scout Ship 41 team, for your simple and effective innovation to help restore our ocean waters. We look forward to seeing many more such creative eco ideas from you and your valued peers worldwide. Supreme Master Qinghai is recognizing the imaginative members of Ship 41 with a Shining World Invention Award, along with $10,000 for their further projects.
Save Our Planet, Top 10 New Species of 2008. The International Institute for Species Exploration at Arizona State University, USA, has collaborated with an international committee of scientists to create a list of the top 10 newly found species in 2008. The list was compiled in honor of the 300th anniversary of the birth of Carolus Linnaeus, a Swedish scientist who initiated what are now the modern naming conventions and classifications of plant and animal species. This year's list includes a tiny seahorse, the world's smallest snake, a pale ghost slug, the world's longest insect, a fossilized specimen of the oldest known life-bearing vertebrate, a caffeine-free coffee plant, a bacteria found in hairspray, a gigantic flowering palm, a deep blue damselfish, and a snail with a shell that rotates around four axes. What intriguing discoveries! We are grateful to the International Institute for Species Exploration and the international scientists for bringing to our attention these unique and novel beings. May we continue to be filled with the wonder at the myriad creations of the divine.
Save Our Planet, a plan proposed by the advocacy organization Environment America to renovate old buildings and ensure energy self-sufficiency for new ones, would enable the U.S. to reduce greenhouse gas emissions 34% by the year 2050, also potentially saving $500 billion.
Save Our Planet. With logging having decimated many orangutan habitats, the Borneo Conservation Trust in Malaysia builds a treetop suspension bridge to help the endangered mammals travel to find mates in other areas of the jungle.
Save Our Planet. The Afghan government is preparing to welcome and accommodate tourists to the Bande Amir National Park with final building renovations, tree plantings, and hiring of youth tourist guides for the historic natural region.
I'm Zippy the Zebra.
Hi, my name is Bella.
We're both following a compassionate animal-free diet.
Zippy and I have a tip to share with you on growing your own vegetables.
Please make sure that you get organic seeds to plant in your garden.
If this is not possible, then non-genetically modified or non-GMO is advisable.
You can order them online or check your local garden store.
Thanks again for being veg, going green, and saving the planet.
Thank you for watching, and now for the weather around the world.
Thank you.
In good governance news, a smoking ban is implemented in Gambia. The Department of State for Health and Social Welfare announced that smoking will be prohibited in public places. The locations include government sites, work areas, health facilities, publicly accessible stores, vehicles, and private buildings. We laud you, Gambia, for this wise legislation that helps to protect the well-being of your citizens. May leaders in all countries adopt initiatives to promote healthy and life-affirming habits.
In health news, a support group in USA finds that seaweed helps prostate cancer patients. The members of Man to Man, sponsored by the American Cancer Society in Inglewood, Florida, give out complimentary brown seaweed. The facilitator of the group, Mr. Windsor G. Eveland, stated that some members of the group have been using seaweed for 10 years with good results. Mr. Eveland believes that sodium alginate, which is found in seaweed, helps clean out heavy metals from the blood. He stated that some researchers have determined that these metals in the environment, food and water, are contributing factors to prostate cancer. Bravo, Mr. Windsor Eveland and members of Man to Man, on searching for and sharing the natural ways to reduce symptoms and protect your health. May all people discover that wonders of plant-based foods can benefit us in many incredible ways. Up next on Noteworthy News, a hero canine helps save a 90-year-old neighbour. We'll just go say hello to the gentle horses. Be right back with more laudable news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, touching news for a loving world. In animal news, a canine in the USA saves a 90-year-old lady. Jackson, an 8-month-old Doberman Pinscher, was in the yard of the house he shares with his human caregiver, Mr. Jeffrey Patty, in Rahway, New Jersey. Jackson ran back into the house repeatedly, barking so that Mr. Patty would follow him. When he did so, Jackson brought him to the fence, where Mr. Patty heard his neighbor, Miss Gloria Scambara, calling out for help. She was on the ground, unable to move. Ms. Scambara was treated at the hospital for a sore arm and leg, and then released. Bravo, Hero Jackson, for your caring and life-saving actions. Many thanks, Mr. Jeffrey Patty, for following the lead of your intelligent dog companion. May you make a full recovery, Miss Gloria Scambara, and enjoy many delightful days in your yard, knowing you have such caring neighbors.
Let's enjoy some humor with a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled Family Resemblance.
A family friend came to visit Lisa's house. For conversation, the friend asked Lisa, "Whom do you take after, father or mother?" Lisa thought for a while. Then she said, "In the daytime, I take after my mother, like looking into the mirror, making up, trying nice clothes. And at night, I take after my father. Usually, I snore."
And now for our viewers' heartline.
Dear Supreme Master Television, you are my first and the best constructive television channel, full of wonderful news and useful programs about words of wisdom. Whenever it brings the light of belief into my heart, the darkness of doubt goes out, and I can feel peace and joy inside. Thank you very much. Yours truly, Jalal from Iran.
Joyful Jalal, it is nice to hear that you are enjoying Supreme Master Television and that the Saint's teachings and Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures on words of wisdom illuminate your being.
Together, let us return to our true self of love and respect for all life, and bring this planet back to a sustainable present and glorious future. With Allah's love and grace to you and your spiritual Iranian co-citizens.
Do you have a heartline today? Please share your comments and uplifting stories from your area of the globe with us. You can send them to heartline at suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or log on to www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. It's been a pleasure to have your company on Noteworthy News.
May you and your loved ones always be blessed by the light of God. See you again soon.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few. The U.S. Agency for International Development, or USAID, donates $400,000 to support 63 water projects in Jordan, one of the most arid nations on Earth.
11-year-old Malele, a Pakistani schoolgirl, addressed a conference organized by the international NGO ActionAid as she appealed for peace in her native Swat Valley.
U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton encourages North Korea to return for negotiations among the six parties of South Korea, North Korea, the U.S., Japan, China, and Russia.
The 13th World Russian People's Council proposes a ban on all kiosks selling alcohol as part of a larger goal to keep the harmful substance away from children and teens.
On national TV network Fox News, U.S. celebrities share their secrets for personal success, which include thinking positively, setting goals, forgiving failures, dreaming big, and believing in a divine power.
Through a cooperative project, Action Against Hunger, or ACF, and the European Commission Humanitarian Aid Department, or ECHO, ensure the provision of safe water for 10,000 Palestinians in Hebron.
The Cross Timbers Community Church in Texas, USA, provides generous support to those in need of financial help, giving away $500,000 over the past 2 months.
Swiss President Hans Rudolf and United Arab Emirates President His Highness Sheikh Khalifa bin Zayed Al Nahyan discussed developing cooperation in several areas between their two countries.
The U.S. Football Federation has proposed a friendly soccer game to be played in Tehran, Iran, with members of Iran's Football Federation.
The United Nations Refugee Agency assists around 100 Akdam families in Yemen still recovering from October 2008 floods by providing supplies that include durable shelters.
We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.SupremeMasterTV.com/NWN.